This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. The dollar hit another record low against the euro today. It also fell to a 4.5-year low against the Japanese yen. Currency experts say the dollar is weakening because investors are increasingly worried about the growing U.S. budget and trade deficits. The declining dollar brings some benefits to the U.S. economy, but it also carries big risks. NPR's Jim Zeroli reports.
Murray's Cheeses in Greenwich Village is a place for the cheese connoisseur. Not only does the company supply some of New York's best restaurants, it also has a retail and mail order business. People come to Murray's prepared to pay for the best brie or gorgonzola. And these days, that's just what they have to do, at least if the cheese they're buying is imported. Company spokeswoman Julie McCaskin says the rising value of the euro has forced Murray's to raise prices on its European cheeses.
We have to pass that price on because we have to pay the increased price, so we keep our standard margin and mark it up accordingly.
But McCaskin says the dollar's decline has been good for domestic cheese producers whose prices are now more competitive. The dollar's decline against the euro has been dramatic. A year ago, you could buy 1 euro for less than a dollar. Today, you have to pay a little over $1.30. And the dollar is also down sharply against the Canadian and Japanese currencies. Most economists say the dollar's decline is tied to the huge U.S. current account deficit. In essence, the United States imports so much and borrows so much from foreigners every day that it sends huge amounts of dollars overseas.
It means that we require a huge amount of foreign capital to finance our economy.
Economist Robert Hormats of Goldman Sachs says there's no problem as long as foreigners want dollars, and right now they do. But that could change over time if too many dollars flow overseas and the demand for dollars slackens. And Hormats says many investors right now are worried that's going to happen.
People are concerned now because the trade deficit and the current account deficit are getting bigger and bigger, and they're going to grow as far as the eye can see.
These concerns have intensified this month for several reasons. There was a stern warning from Fed Chairman Alan Greenspan about U.S. trade and fiscal policy. There was also the re-election of President Bush, who has presided over large increases in the trade and budget deficits. Meg Brown is a currency strategist at Brown Brothers Harriman.
Once the election was out of the way, people said, well, what is the U.S. going to do about the current account deficit? And I think the initial response was, they aren't doing anything about it. Now, that may not be true, but that was the market's response.
Brown says many traders are unconvinced that the Bush administration really wants a strong dollar, even though Bush administration officials insist they do. The drop in the dollar makes U.S. products cheaper in foreign markets, and so a decline is good for companies that export, especially manufacturers. But there's one complicating fact. Many of the Asian countries that sell the most to the United States peg their currencies to the dollar. That means U.S. companies can never really compete with those countries, no matter how much the dollar falls. Goldman Sachs' Robert Hormats says the United States has to persuade those countries to let their currencies get stronger.
That makes their goods less competitive in our market and our goods more competitive in their markets. But so far, they have been very reluctant to do this.
Hormats says for all their growth, countries like China still face huge unemployment and they're unlikely to change their currency policies to accommodate the United States. Hormats says all these problems can be managed over time and probably will be. He says a slow, stable decline in the value of the dollar would actually bring many benefits to the U.S. economy. But with so much uncertainty in the markets right now, there's a small risk of a sudden dramatic drop in the dollar's value, which could send interest rates sharply higher and hurt economies all over the world. Jim Zeroli, NPR News, New York.